Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
G'day family, let's have another look at those roads. Unfortunately, a couple of breakdowns on the Mitchell Freeway southbound at Hunt Street causing some dramas there. Centre lane is blocked off. Towing services look like they've just turned up, but it is heavy on approach all the way back to Hepburn Avenue. So a lot of patience if you're driving into the CBD this morning. Further down, there is a crash at Cedric Street down in Stirling. Right lane is blocked off there and towing services on site getting that organised. But again, very heavy on approach. And if we're looking at the northbound run on the Kwinana, busy at the bottom, Mortimer Road through to Anchortail Road. But the rest is looking pretty good into the CBD. So please drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's get a big old bowl of Newsly. Producer Leon, how are you?
I'm very well presented, Dan.
Can I go first?
If you like.
You like crabs?
Do I like crabs?
Yeah.
I enjoy catching them. I enjoy eating them. I would wish I was at the stage of life where someone shelled them for me.
Oh, a child or an elderly person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or extremely wealthy.
Yes, of course. Well, a New Hampshire distillery has found a new use for the invasive green crab.
Okay.
So, New Hampshire distillery has put a new whiskey out with an unusual key ingredient.
Crab.
The invasive green crab.
So you can't eat these crabs?
Well, I'm not sure if you can't eat them, but I guess you can. You
There's
know,
just
anyway.
So many of them, even if you could.
Maybe they're invasive. I think the problem is they're a bit of a pest.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they've figured out a way. It takes about... They've boiled more than 90 pounds of the tiny crabs.
Oh, the tiny crabs, right.
Into a crab stock that was then fortified and made into...
Oh, crab juice.
It's crab juice. And the best is this guy, Stephen Grass, who owns the distillery. This is a quote from him. It has crab on the nose, that's for certain. Yuck. Who wants that?
Who wants crab juice?
Who wants crab juice? Yes, it's a briny drink.
Oh, if he's salty, it'd be awful.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm fine.
No, thank you. That is quite something.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of drinks.
Sorry, what? I wasn't listening. What?
I said, speaking of drinks.
Amazing. Amazing segue.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Leon. A supermarket worker in the UK has described the times that he's been many years. He spent $12,000 a year on cola.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of money.
He would drink 30 cans of cola a day for two decades.
30 cans.
30. That is a whole box a day.
That's like a big box, not even like the normal box.
It is the big box, indeed.
Wow.
Yes.
30 a day.
He downed a litre of soft drink every morning, followed by another 9 throughout the day.
Hang on. Okay, I'm just doing some math here.
An estimated 219,000 cans.
Basically, he had one can and a quarter every hour.
I mean, like,
that's 24 hours.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
No, why?
And this was the full sugar variant, too.
Oh, okay. Is he alive?
Well, that's the thing. It's estimated he consumed nearly 8 tons of sugar.
He's just one man. He's just one man.
He's still alive. He's 41.
Yep.
He's kicked the habit.
Yeah, good.
And
think about the headache withdrawal.
For a man who drank a carton of soda a day, he looks remarkably healthy.
Well, maybe that was just that was his vice. You know what I mean? Maybe other than that, he was a very healthy boy.
I don't know.
I don't know what you'd have time to do when you're drinking 30 cans of soft drink
a day.
It's
like people who smoke a lot.
Yeah.
Two packs a day. It's you can't do anything.
It's amazing. He's smoking all day. That's his thing. Does he get to go out for a smoke break? He goes out for it, cracks a freshie.
Cola break?
Oh, sorry, I'll be back. I just got to duck outside for a sec. That'd be amazing. I'll take that break. Wow. Well done.
He's lost a lot of weight, he says.
He's getting sponsored by this soft drink company?
Oh, he should be sponsored by a water company now. It's all he drinks.
So $12,000 in 1 year.
Yep,
my
for 20
goodness.
Years.
My goodness. He could have bought a house or something with
he
that.
He built one out of cans.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.